a lot of interesting machshava, and we're really going to focus the chabura basically on one core question for the most part, and we'll try to keep this chabura pretty tight, especially because we have Rav Finkelstein later on this morning. He's supposed to come in at 12 o'clock or so, yes. So he'll, when he comes, I told him get off the boat, land, and then do shechit la'avodah. So we have this Lashon Shel Sahoris, which comes kind of out of nowhere in the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, and it really comes out of nowhere because there doesn't seem to be a reference in Achrimos and the Psukim. There's no drasha that's quoted here. There's no drasha that's quoted in Yuma Samach Zion. And so the basic question is, what on earth is this Lashon Shel Sahoris doing? And is the need for it technical or fundamental? The basic Chakira, and we'll spend most of the Chabura going through the various rayos and kashas going in one direction. So the Gemara at the very beginning seems pretty clear that the Lashon Shel Sahoris, this red tongue of thread that they would tie to the horns of the Sar Mishaleach, is technical, right? It's needed just to indicate which goat is which, because the Gemara asks right away that when the Mishnah had said, Kasha Lashon Shel Sahoris Perosh Hasar Mishaleach Ve'emido Keneged Beis Shilucho Ulenishchad Keneged Beis Shchitaso. So that line Ulenishchad Keneged Beis Shchitaso, what does that mean? Does that mean that they would stand it, right? Aha Madokai, that they would stand the Soyer Lashem facing Keneged Beis Shchitaso, which is unclear what exactly that would mean, to be honest. Or does it mean that you would actually do a kshira? Rashi explains they would tie a thread, and they would tie a thread by the base hashchita. In other words, tie a thread by its neck. And so the symbol you would have would be you'd have one goat which has the red thread on its horns, because it's not going to be shechted. The ish iti will probably grab the goat by its horns and then fling it off the cliff. So having the thread on the horn is a good place to have it. The other one is going to be killed by the neck because you're going to shacht it there, so you put it there. Why would you do that? In order to tell Shlo Yis'arev Zebazeh, so they're not going to get mixed up with each other. So Rabbi Yosef, it all seems very cut and dry if you just did the beginning of the Gemara until the end of the narrow lines. There's really nothing to talk about. Why is it that we've never seen a makar for the Lashon Shel Sahoris? Because it's only there for exclusively technical reasons in order to tell apart the goats from each other. So you can tell which goat is the Soyer HaMishaleach, which goat is the Soyer Lashem, and both of those are going to be differentiated from all of the other goats. Right? Rashi points this out. So other goats that are running around in the Azara, because apparently there are other goats running around in the Azara.
Did you find that weird?
We're not the only one who found that weird. We found that weird. We did find that weird. So there's this concern for goat confusion, and therefore you have the two Lashonos Shel Zahoris. That is the Shita of Rav Yosef in the Gemara. Problem, though, is that there seem to be a number of proofs and problems which support the other side, and we will go through, I counted basically six of them, and then after that we'll talk about the Rambam. Okay? So problem number one, when we said that there's no Makar for the Lashon Shel Zahoris, so that's not actually true. If you go to the Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Shabbos, you have some really weird Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Shabbos. Shout out to Mishnah Yomis, which started Erevin today, which is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for Pesachim. So the last, the parak Ches in Mesach HaShabbos talks all about the shear for Hotza'a for a bunch of different objects, right? So a bone, a rope, etc. So how big does, like, every single thing you think of have to be for you to be Chaya for Hotza'a? The last Mishnah in the Perek talks about a piece of Cheres. How big does the piece of Cheres need to be? And the Tanaim argue about it basically based on Pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay? Now, once the Tanaim go on that last Mishnah on the 8th Perek of Shabbos talking about how big a piece of Cheres has to be to violate Hotzah, so then the 9th Perek of Shabbos, the Tanaim just have a party with all these different dinim, which we're quoting different psukim. So the parak begins, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Lavo Dezara, Shematamba B'masa Knida, Shnamar and Yirmiya, Tizreim Kamo Dava Tzei Tomar Lo. Right? So you tell the Avodah Zara, Tzei Tomar Lo, just like a Nida. Okay, Mishnah Beis, Minayin L'Sfina Shehi Tahora, Shnamar and Mishle, Derech Aniya Belev Yam. What's tricky about these Mishnayos is that these all seem like asmachtos, but a number of the dinim here clearly are have a chalos mida oraisa. Svina shi tahora, that's amida araisa. Aruga shi shishal shi shatvachim, the shear of an aruga for the purposes of kelayim. Also, amida araisa. Then you get to Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnayos here give us three dinim. Number one, poletes shichva zera. How do you know about the Torah of poletes shichva zera? And the Mishnah quotes from Parashas Yisro, hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim. Then the Mishnah quotes from Yinayin Shemar Chitzen es hamila b'yom shlishi shachal lios b'shabes. How do we know that you can bathe the mila? The baby is still begeder sakana on day number three. And the Mishnah says, because of the pasuk in Vayishlach, Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosam ko'avim by Shechem. And then the Mishnah says, Minayin shakoshrin lashon shal zahoris b'rosh sa'ir mishtaleach. How do we know that you tie the red tongue of thread to the head of the sa'ir mishtaleach? Shneamar, imyucha te'echem kashanum kashela galminu, the pasuk in Yeshaya, that our sins, even if they're red, they will turn as white as snow. So we have this pasuk in Yeshaya, which is being quoted here. And on the one hand, all these psukim seem like asmachtos. On the other hand, they seem like real chaluyos mi de oraisa. So, you know, take that or leave it. But the Mishnah at least feels Lashon Zohar is important enough for it to be quoted there in the Mishnah with everything else. Now, Rav Yosef is not going to be kept up at night, probably, by that Mishnah. But we should note it, and anybody who is going to really invest a lot in the Lashon Shel Zohoris, which as I'll see, there are going to be good reasons why they would, is going to put a lot more stock into that Mishnah in the ninth Parak of Shabbos. Okay. Excuse me. So that is piece number one. The second major reason why you think that the Lashon Shel Zohoris has a fundamental role, again, not just to indicate which goat is which, is the Hemshech of the Gemara. Because something very funny happens, a couple of things happen very funny later on in the Gemara. The Gemara all of a sudden stops talking about the Lashon Shel Zohoris, which you tie to the Sa'ir Lashem. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, I heard about two Lashonos. One, the red thread, which gets thrown into the fire together with the Paraduma, and one, which gets tied to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. Later on, the Gemara quotes, there are three threads. Rabbi Yochanan is quoted at the end of the Gemara, three threads. Paraduma, Sar Mishtaleach, and Mitzora. So hold on a second, what do you mean three? There should be four. I thought there was one thread that goes on the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach and one thread that is tied onto the Sa'ir Lashem. We said this is Lehekeira Be'alma, so you need to tell apart the Sa'ir Mishtaleach from all the other goats. You also need to tell apart the Sa'ir Lashem from all the other goats. So the Hemshech of the Gemara makes you very suspicious. Is it really the case? Is it so obvious that this is Leheker Ba'alma and that we are tying indeed threads to both of the goats? So if you look in the Ria Lavan, so he's here in the Ginzei Rishonim, which, first time this year, used. Nice old school green book over here. So the Tos Ria Lavan totally just undermines the whole basis of any question over here, because the Ria Lavan says, there's a very, very simple reason. The footnotes to the Meiri pointed this out. I wouldn't have caught it, but once they point out, I was like, yeah, it's totally there. He said, very simple. What do they do? It was one thread. He said, the Ria Lavan says they took one thread, they cut it in half. Half the thread they tie to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, and half of the thread they tie to the Sa'ir Lashem. So you want to know why the Hemshech of the Gemara stops talking about the Lashon Shel Zohoris, which is tied to the Sa'ir Lashem? Because it's the same thread as the thread which is used for the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. For whatever reason, we call it, the famous thread is the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach's famous thread. But it's actually one thread. We just cut it in half. We're very economical. You know, we don't want to waste. We're big environmentalists in the Mikdash. And they use the same thread for both goats. Therefore, no question whatsoever. Other way in the Rishonim to sidestep this issue, we have Mefurish in the small Tosas right here on the bottom of the Amud, and the Tosas says, the Sa'ir, the thread for the Sa'ir Lashem doesn't appear in this list because we're only mentioning threads which have a shear. Why does the thread for the Sa'ir Mishaleach have a shear? Why does it have a, because it has a tzorech. The tzorech is to know it has to turn white. And he doesn't quote this, but those of us who are blessed to have a Ozvahadar Gemara, so Ozvahadar Gemara does the job for you. And it says, Ayin Lakaman, Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. So the thread for the Sar B'Shaleach has a tzorech, therefore it has a shear, therefore it appears on the list. The Sar, the gopher, the thread for the Sar L'Hashem doesn't have a tzorech, you just need a heker ba'alma, and therefore there's no issue at all. Now, you know, that invites the question, well, why is there a shear? But we'll just hold on that for a second, because right now we're just focused on the point, is there indeed a thread, l'maskana, for the Sa'ir L'Hashem? So the Rialavan is saying yes, and Tosus is saying yes, and don't worry about the fact that it doesn't appear later on in the Gemara. However, if you look with, not to editorialize, but if you look with intellectual honesty at the Rambam pretty clearly seems to not have thought that they tied a thread to the Sa'ir L'Hashem. The Mayim Chaim points this out, the Pri Chadash points this out in the back of the Frankel Rambams. And there's a very important methodological piece over here. The Rambam basically cuts and pastes the language of the Mishnah. Where's the Rambam? Here. I think it's about Sefer Kippurim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalid. So what the Rambam did was he cut and pasted the Lashon of the Mishnah. The problem is, why on earth would the Rambam do that? If the Mishnah was allegedly confusing enough that Rav Yosef had to come flying in and to explain, when the Mishnah said Ulenishcha keneged beis shchitaso, what it really, really meant was you're tying a thread keneged beis shchitaso, you're tying a thread at the neck. It's not talking about which direction it's facing. So the Rambam should have explained that. He should not have pasted in the plain language of the Mishnah. We surveyed, Rabbi Brandon, I'm not sure if you were here this morning, you were not here this morning, so I don't know if you agree, but we could take a re-vote. We read the Mishnah. What did you think? When you just read the Mishnah, did you think it was talking about Hamada, directional facing, or did you think it was talking about tying a thread to the Sar L'Hashem? Do you not recall?
Brainwashed by the thread, but that's only because I've been thinking so much about the thread. I'm not sure if that...
Okay, so it's 4-0-1. Okay, you know, as we learn from this year, a football team can have a tie but still make the playoffs. So Baruch Hashem, we voted Rav Willig style, and the maskana was everyone else thought Tanu Mishnah is it's talking about Hamad. It's talking about direction. The Gemara has to go out of its way to say it's really talking about tying a thread. The Rambam should have clarified if he thought that you are actually tying a separate thread to the Sa'ir L'Hashem. The Pri Chadash points this out, and the Pri Chadash says the Rambam rejects Rav Yosef. He says, no problem. It was a tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef quoted a brisa. This wasn't a brisa from Rav Yechiya. It wasn't a brisa from Rav Yoshia. He says it's not a verified, signed, sealed, and delivered brisa. The Hemshech of the Gemara does not seem to mention this thread at all. And then the Pri Chadash says, if you look in the Rush, the regular Piskei HaRush right here. So the Rush quotes the Piyut Atakonanta. You know, the Rav loved making diukim in the Piyutim and Avodah Simchat Kippurim, but it wasn't the first one. The Rishon already knew that it was tremendous to Minacham who were putting together the Piyutim. And the Rush is very bothered, because the Rush says, if you look at Atakonanta, it doesn't quote the thread that goes on the Sar L'Hashem at all. The Rush is very bothered by Atakonanta. He says, I understand. It's a Beferish Gemar Mem Aleph Amid Beis. If you look in the Tosefta Kipshuta, so he points out that it's not only the Piyut Atakonanta, he gives you a whole laundry list of Sidrei Avoda from the Rishonim, going all the way back to Yossi ben Yossi, which is like in the time of the Amoraim Savaraim. This is like way, way back, I think, Yossi ben Yossi. Of course, the Ritz Geyes who has this way, the Ri Nachmias who has it this way, so a number of the Rishonim. None of them are quoting the thread that is allegedly being tied to the Sa'ir L'Hashem. They're only quoting a thread being tied to the Sar M'Shaleach, says the Pri Chadash. The Rambam rejects Rav Yosef. Rejects Rav Yosef. This is not for Kshira. It's not for a Heker Ba'alma. If it was, you tie it to both. Rather, it's only being tied to the Sa'ir HaMishaleach. If you, now it happens to me, we should appreciate this as a bit of a side note, but there's a very cool idea here that, you know, for mitzad the machshava of the sar lashem, the machshava the sar meshaleach, that we do as soon as we identify which goat is which, we literally turn them in opposite directions, right? One is being turned towards the Heichal Makodesh HaKadashim, while the other one is being turned towards the Midbar, where it's going to be thrown out from. I mean, if you need, like, you know, a symbolism of the fact that what is represented here is the destiny of these two goats, you don't get it better than, like, the second after the Hagrala, we have these two goats which are so identical, and then, you know, just because of one Hagrala, all of a sudden we turn them in literally opposite directions. So that seems to be symbolized by this idea of Hamada, which the Rambam is kind of building back from what Rabbi Yosef took out of the Mishnah. If you look in the Gevurah Sari's Maskana, he's like, it's for sure they did a Hamada. But Rav Yosef's question, even Rav Yosef was only asking if they also did a Kshira. But you're not going to, like, totally get out of the shot a lot. Like, what, Rav Yehuda Nasi was going to write the Mishnah in a way it was, like, so super confusing? No, they did a Hamada for facing the Heichal and facing the Midbar. And then, in addition, they did a Kshira. That's how the Gevurah Sari wants to even explain Rav Yosef. Okay. So we have so far Mishnah and Shabbos that there is a makar for the Sayar Meshaleach from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, and we have the suspicious fact that the Sar Lashem is not mentioned later in the Gemara. The Prichad is saying for the Rambam and some of the Piyutim, including some of the other Rishonim, possibly rejecting Rav Yosef. Now remember, Tosfos had said, this gets on to point number three, Tosfos had said, oh, don't worry about the fact that Sar Lashem doesn't appear later on in the Gemara, because the Gemara is only mentioning threads which have a tzorech. Okay, well, hold on a second. What do you mean a tzorech? Why exactly is there a shear? If all this was needed for indeed was technical reasons, then why is there a shear? So Tosfos says, well, you know, the Gemara in Samach Zayin, it's going to change color. Well, is changing color serving a more fundamental purpose, right? I mean, Hashem is having a miracle for no reason over here. What exactly is going on over there? It sounds like it's more than just Hekar Ba'alma. You go through more of the Gemara. The Gemara gives us three shitos. What was the shear for the Sa'ir HaMeshaleach thread? Was it a shekel, two sloyim, or 10 zuz? And it's like, kind of weird. So Tosfos Shanim asks already. Excuse me. Tosfos Shanim says, hold on a second. Why do I need two sloyim? It says, if the point here is because I got to cut the thread in half, right? Because you cut the thread in half. So two shekels should be enough. One shekel to tie, let's say, around the Sar Meshaleach, and one thread to tie, I assume he means tie around the rock. I'm not sure if he meant tie around the rock or tie around the Sar Lashem. He's bothered. Where does two sloyim come from? That sounds like it's an arbitrary amount. It's too much. And so what does he say? He says, Shema Gemara Gamarla. Ooh. It's a Gemara Gamarla. You look in the Me'iri, and the Me'iri also says all of these shiurim are Min HaKabbalah. It's the Pshat and the Gemara, let's be honest. Well, if this is Gemara Gamirla, if this is Mi'Pia Kabbalah, and we're saying this is a lot more here than just Heker, Ba'alma, right? The Tosfos Shanim continues, Asara Zuz, why so big? Why such a big shear for the Sar Meshaleach? So Tosfos Shanim says, Pursumi Nisa for the whitening. I mean, honest, I still don't really understand who sees the thread that far away, even if it's 10 Zuz. I don't know who from, like, I think we said it was 7 mil. I think we said 7 mil was the nearest guy. So he must have had, like, you know, like Ted Williams level vision to still spot it, but I guess he could. But presuming Nisa, again, we're getting away from Hecker. And then you see the piece from Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim just has a black on white. That piece that we talked about last time, right, the little part of that piece when he says, after the Shiluach, it loses its status as a carbon. So most of the time, Rav Chaim is focused on the status of Lashon Shel Horus as well. And he says, my gosh, the fact that you have all these shiurim here, prove that this is fundamental. It's not Leheker Ba'alma. He quotes the Rambam in Tzaras, Tumas Tzaras, Yod Aleph Aleph, who says, by the Mitzora, but he has a line there, Kol HaShiurim Halacha. If there's a shiur for the Lashon Shel Horus, it can't be that it's just serving a technical purpose. Now, it's a little bit frustrating. You know, Rav Chaim is never going to be bothered about this. It never explains what the more fundamental purpose is, right? So, you know, in terms of this, I still don't really know where we draw the line between Lamdas and Tamei Mitzvos, I'll be honest. This is like I've asked this several times, still trying to sharpen the idea here. The two other major symbolic suggestions that are made for the Lashon Shaharis, just to get them on the record, one is the changing of the nace and the symbol of the changing of the thread from red to white. Okay. The other one that's out there is this idea that it kind of represents the chatam of Bnei Yisrael, the symbol of the Ser Meshaleach being sent out to the Azazel, being sent out to the Midbar, while bearing all of our averos. So you know, do we focus on the fact that the thread turns to white, or do we focus on the fact that the thread itself is still red? Those are the two symbols you'll find. One fairish in the Gemara, but the other one is more in the Mefarshim, in Achrimos, but those are the two kind of, FYI, I'm not going to get into that, what it's doing, you know, what's the fundamental purpose, but clear, Rav Chaim is saying from Shiurim, it's not just there for Heker Ba'alma. Okay, on to number four out of six. So the fourth proof that there's more than just a technical need for this Lashon Shel Zahoris.
Sorry, you mentioned before there was a Rishon who assumed that the purpose of the size of Pursum and Issa?
Tos Yishana. Yeah, Tos Yishana. If you assume the largest of the three shiurim, which is ten sos, yeah. Okay, number four, the Mishnah in Shkalim. So very tricky Mishnayos in Shkalim, beginning of the fourth parak. The Mishnah in Shkalim seems to say that the lashon shel zahoris comes from the trumas halishka. Now anything which is purchased with funds in the trumas halishka is letzorech karbanos. So Rav Chaim says Once again, if you needed another proof, here is another proof that this Lashon Shel Zahoris is more than just a simin. It is, there's a fundamental din, there's a need maker a din, Yavod HaSem Kippurim, for the Lashon Shel Zahoris. It's part and parcel of the Sagar Meshtaleach package, and that is why it is bought from the Shrumas Halishka, along with the Sagar Meshtaleach itself. Now, there are two ways, you know, we're trying to be honest here, so there are two ways of sidestepping this proof. You know, so Rav Yosef, who knows the Mishnayos and Shkalim, so he has two ways of getting out of the Trumas Halishka issue. One comes from the Bartanura, right there al Atar. This already goes back to Rishonim trying to figure out what's going on in Rashi. The Bartanura, at least his Girsa, there's a Girsa issue over there. So the Bartanura says, and I think this is our Girsa in the printed Mishnayos, that the Mishnah in Shkalim does not say that they bought the Lashon for the Sar HaMeshtaleach, from the Shrumas Halishka. Rather, it just says, Stam, a Lashon Shel Zahoris. And the Bartanura says, Lashon Shel Zahoris, which was bought from the Shrumas Halishka, was the one which was there for the Para Aduma. And this gets some flack, because, well, why would the Mishnah only mention the Lashon Shel Zahoris and not mention the other things which are thrown into the fire with the Para Aduma, the Eitz Erez, etc.? But okay, that's the Bartanura, and many, many, many Mefarshim are all in on this read in the Mishnah Shkalim. If that is the case, then there's no proof, because the Mishnah Shkalim talking about Trumas Halishka was not talking about the Lashon Shel Zahoris for the Sar Meshaleach at all. The other way to sidestep this comes from the Sefer Gachalei Esh, which I forget. Was he quoted, Moshe, was he quoted in the, did the Stencils quote him, or did the Minchas Avram quote him?
Who's the Gachalei Esh?
I don't remember who was sending us to him. What? I don't think so. No, I mean, I never looked it up. It was just in the Frankel. It was somebody not random saying to look at him. But we found it on the Yotzer HaChachma. So he has a lengthy piece on the Lashon Shel Zahoris. I think it was Simon Lamed Beis or Lamed Gimel. And he suggests a Simon, a Heker Ba'alma, is Letzorach Karban. Why is Letzorach Karban? We're going to try to figure out which animal is which, is serving the karbanos. So this machlokas, maybe within the mefarshim here, is not really a yuma machlokas, it's a me'ila machlokas, it's a shkala machlokas. Something which is like a haksha for the karban, something which is there to help tell the karbanos apart. So Gachalei Esh says, maybe that's the tzarech karban. He says even, as opposed to whitening, he says if the thread is there for whitening, that's not there for the karban, the whitening is there, the tzarech kapara. So the that's how the Gachal Yesh wants to explain those two Mishnayos over there in Shkalim, right? One which says they had the Lashon Shazoris from the Trumas Alishka, and one saying that the one that they tied between its horns was from the Shiari Alishka. So the Gachal Yesh has no problem. The first one, the one that they had while they're in the Azara, they want to tell apart the goats, that was L'Hakar Ba'alma, but L'Hakar is to help with the carbon. That's L'Tzorech Karbanos, therefore it's Mitrumas Alishka. The one which is the Nes, it's going to turn white, so that's not for the purpose of the Sarma Shaleach, that's the purpose of Kal Yisrael, and that's going to come Mishere Hadlishka. That's his claim. Okay. But again, Rav Chaim thought that the fact that this coming from Trumas Halishka, if we assume that's indeed happening, proves that the Lashon Shazoris is serving a fundamental need, not just a tactical Hakar Ba'alma one. Proof number 5, if we think the Lashon Shazoris is part of the Avodah Sema Kiburim in and of itself, it's a part and parcel of the Sa'ir HaMesh Talayach, so this can answer the questions that a number of the Mefarshim are asking about the rules that this Lashon Shazoris seems to violate. So Tos Yoshanim asks, Nadav Samach Zayin, how are we carrying this thread Michutz L'Tchum? So he has a couple answers, but if you think that this is just the din of Avodah Yom Kippurim, it's Pasuk in Yeshaya, as you're supposed to do, that question goes away. If you, the Guru Sari, his question about Avodah B'Kadshim. So, right, we saw one answer last week from Rav Chaim, which people are all in on, that it loses its shame carbon. But in theory, if you think, you know, if you are not to take the rest of the piece from Rav Chaim and say that this is just part of the din of the Sarma Shaleach, that question maybe could go away as well. The Mikdash Tavit has a question. Mikdash Tavit says, I wonder if, what do you guys think, if we really need to be a kasher, the Matzias he has over here. Mikdash Tavit says, hold on a second, how are they allowed to tie a thread to the goat? He says, I assume that they needed to tie a very strong thread. It had to be a very strong knot, because they throw the goat off a cliff. So if it wasn't a kasha shalkayama, then presumably it's going to fall off the goat as the goat's being, you know, bounced around as it falls down the cliff. So he assumes in the Metzias that it must have been a kasha shalkayama, and therefore he's bothered what allows them to do such a thing. So, you know, we got to ask the knots and the goats experts to what degree this is true. Could a non-kasha shalkayama withstand being thrown off a cliff? But assuming that Mitzvah is right in his Metzias question, and he leaves his Betzarach Ian, then maybe again the fact that this is really a part of the Avodah Yom Kippurim in and of itself could answer this question at all. Okay, so that's major piece number 5. One side ha'ara.
So yeah. This is what I was wondering, and I wonder the same thing about the Shakasari. Like, the Shakasari knew this possibility, and yet somehow... somehow we didn't like this. Like, the Mikdash David, isn't that an obvious answer? Like, why didn't the Mikdash David just say this?
I don't know.
Why didn't the Shakasari say this? Like, I'm wondering if their question may still remain, even if we assume that something is part of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, to what extent do we allow malachos to be violated? To what extent is it, or maybe a different way of saying it is, how much of an integral part of the avodah is, like, okay, it's a din in the carbon. So it could be that the Mikdash Tavit will say, I'll grant you that it's still a din in the avodah, that it's a din in the, but it's like that same question that the Be'er Yitzchak asks about, why don't you always have two people shech together on Shabbos, if you assume that Shechitas Kachim on Shabbos is only Dechuyah, it's a long tshuva. Like, you wonder if maybe they'll agree with the premise and they'll still have their question. Because why didn't they give, this is such an obvious answer.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
Like, I was surprised when the Shagasari, he knows more about Avodas Yom Kippurim than most people will ever dream up. Like, shouldn't this just be an obvious answer?
Or maybe they just go against the premise. They think it's not part of the Avodah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's a nice thing to see if it turns colors. Yeah. Would anyone say it's Ma'akib? You know, the Lashon Shazoris? About that?
It'd be pretty shocking.
That it would be totally shocking, right?
So it's not. Let someone say it's not, but
yeah, who'd we see?
There was a riflah somewhere.
But it's, you know what, the truth is?
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of things that are shocking. We saw in the afternoon, we saw the Bach. The Bach has a shita that if your feet are not mechuvan, then your Shimon Esrei is no good b'dievet.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Whoa. Right? Right? We thought that was wild. Not taking anything away from the Bach.
So we're only allowed to talk about it during morning seder. We can't talk about it.
Didn't there Shach have a line about people who crazily, what's the like, line?
Every person, every Rishon, every Rav has a Mishigas. Anyone goes around collecting all the Mishigas is a Mishugana.
Right. That was, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So, but I'm just saying, like, so if you want to take this to the fullest extent, I don't know. You know, it goes back to Machlokas Rav Yehuda, Rav Nehemiah, right? It's a, what kind of avoda, how integral is it? I don't know, but I was just surprised.
I agree. It seems obvious enough, but like, you'd like someone to say
it's
it.
It's a layup for the Shaka, sorry.
Good question. I don't know. Too easy.
I was a little
too
surprised.
Easy. Too easy. One just side...
but that's okay. I don't buy the methodological premise, and I think the thrust of a simple, easily accessible evidence in Chazal is that this is a tangential thing, or a nice simon or hacker.
So that's what...
No, I don't think the Guru's Ari is like, you know, can't believe he didn't think of the idea that it's the definition of the Avodah Zarah Kippurim for him to tie the Lashon Hara on the Seder. Like, well, why not? I don't know. I didn't realize, when I wrote this Gemara, I didn't realize this was a Sugya. I thought it was like, oh, cute, okay, we tie a little red thread, it's very nice.
Yeah, we didn't either. We were kind of surprised.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh.
So it's like, it's great that we found it.
We planned that the original, the original schedule was to have Lashon Hara and Paraduma in the same Chabura. That was ambitious. Okay, so one aside of Ara, because we mentioned Agav, right, that we referenced Rav Chaim's... Now, remember, Rav Chaim didn't say this to answer the Guru Sari, but the Rav Chaim just assumed that after Shiluach, the Sar Meshadech loses its Shem Karban. So we came across the Rav Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi just has a bomb riot to this. He says, the Gemara tells us that if the goat got sick, so what does the Ishiti do? So he carries it. He carries it like Nebuch. He carries the goat to the cliff, throw it off. But a chola is possible. You can't. A carbon's possible. You can't. A carbon's a chola. You don't bring it. So he's like, why didn't they should have gone back and got a new goat? So he says, no. You see, there's no issue of chola because once it leaves the mikdash, it loses its shame carbon. And there's the comment from the Har Tzvi, which I just wanted to throw out there. Okay. The last issue here is that the Lashon Zahoris, you know, clearly you're in a different universe seemingly when you get to Daf Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. Right, so the Gemara over there tells us that they used to hang the thread from the ulam, and then it didn't turn white, so or they got embarrassed. So then they moved it a little bit, and they still got embarrassed, and they tied it to the Sar Mishaleach, so they wouldn't be embarrassed. Okay. So Yerushalmi, actually, seems to describe an even earlier stage, before they had it on the Ulam at all, because Yerushalmi says that Amal, they used to tie threads to their windows, and the embarrassment wasn't about the Kapar for Klal Yisrael. The embarrassment was some people are getting their windows turned white, and some people are getting their windows not turned white. So it was embarrassing for the Yechidim. So then they moved it to the Mikdash, which I thought was a raya, that Yerushalmi is a raya for the Gachaliesh you mentioned before. Remember, the Gachaliesh suggested that if the thread is Lehekei Rabba Alma, then you can say it's the Tzorach Karban, it's coming from Trumas Alishka. He said, Dafka, if it's for the change in colors, he said, that really has nothing to do with the Sar Meshaleach, and you can't buy that from the Trumas Halishka. This Yerushalmi is a nice support for the Gachaliesh, because it's obvious, I assume, that the Balabatim in Yerushalayim, who are buying Lashon Shel Zahoris to hang in their window, are not. That has nothing to do with the Sar Meshaleach. So if the original color change had nothing at all to do with the Mikdash, it was certainly not being bought with Hektish funds at all. So I just thought that Yerushalmi, at least, would be a nice raya for the Gachaliesh. So the question is, what is going on that on Daf Samach Zayin we're talking about a thread that's being hung from the Ulam and it's changing colors, and on Daf Mem Aleph, Rabbi Yosef was talking about a thread Leheker Ba'alma. So Rashi says that they are the exact same string. In which case, you need to say that what happened, it became like a best practices issue. Once they began tying the thread to the Sar Meshaleach, because people were being embarrassed, people were being sad, it wasn't changing colors, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the last 40 years of the Mikdash, it didn't change colors at all. It was like the opposite of the Shimon HaTzadik years. Shimon HaTzadik years, it changed white every single year. After Shimon HaTzadik, which was 40 years, after Shimon HaTzadik, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It seems like it got worse and worse over the years. In the last 40 years before the Churban, the Gemara there says, it didn't change colors at all. So as they have this new practice of tying it to the Sermon Shaleach, Rashi must, I guess, say, or Yosef must then say, best practice, say, it turns out this string is also helpful because it's helping us identify which one is the Sar HaMesh Taleach. You know, I guess more and more tzedukma running around in the base of Mikdash, so the Kohanim are not as Zaris as they used to be. We saw some people who are bothered, like, why do you the heck are Baalma? Kohanim are Zerizim Haim. Like, what, they can't tell the goats apart? Well, as things are falling apart in the Mikdash generally, no, it turns out the Kohanim can't tell things apart, we could suggest. And therefore, they began even adding a thread to the Sayer Lashem, Leheker Baalma. Right? So that would be a way that you could put the Rav Yosef and Mem Aleph together with the Gemara on Daf Samach Zion. Another way to put these two Gemaras, to have these two Gemaras next to each other, is to say, similar to what the Pre-Chadash said before, says there is a Machlokas Sugyos ready over here. The Sefer HaHamoriah says this for, he says the Rambam rejected of Yosef, just like the Pre-Chadash thought that the Rambam rejected of Yosef. And he says, what did the Rambam do? Very simple. The Rambam read the Hemshech of Mem Aleph Amud Beis talking about the Shiurim and not mentioning anything about Heker Ba'alma, not mentioning anything about Sar Lashem. Then he read the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin, which was talking about the thread originally being on the Ulam and then only afterwards being tied to the Sar Meshaleach. So the Rambam said, okay, goodbye Rav Yosef. I'll paskin like the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis and Samach Zayin of Aleph against Rav Yosef. And I don't need to worry about putting them together at all. Right? That's the second way to have these two Gemaras together. The third way to have these two Gemaras together is a Tosis Yeshanim there ala Tarnaf Samach Zayin. What did the Tosis Yeshanim say? He said, we have two separate threads. We have one thread, which was Hekeira Ba'alma, and we had one thread, right, which so it's kind of like the opposite of Rashi. Because originally there was one thread that was on the goat as a hecker, one thread that was on the ulam. And then over the course of time, when it wasn't working anymore, so they folded them into each other to become one. Right? We suggested for Rashi, the way he'll read the Gemara, that it was one thread, was that once they put it on the sire for color change, then they started doing the hecker. But Tosafot Shem is going to say, no, they always had a hecker thread and a color change thread. The chiddush was, as things got worse and worse, so those two got folded into each other. Tosafot Shem's proof that these are two separate threads, as he says, look at the Mishnayos and Shkalim, which talks about one thread being purchased from the Trumas HaLishka and one being purchased from the Shayare HaLishka. Okay, fine. So those are the six main proofs that the Lashon Shel Zohoris, it is a sugya, not like we thought. It's doing more than just Heker Ba'alma. It is serving some fundamental need. Again, the Mishnah and Shabbos. Number two, dropping the Sar Lashem later in the Gemara. Number three, the existence of the Shir, which Rav Chaim is very excited about. Number four, the Trumas HaLishka, which Rav Chaim is very excited about. Number five, all those rule breakers, right? Chutz Latchum, Avoda, Kasha Shokayama, maybe. And then number six, just this, you know, black and white Gemara on Samach Zayin Amad Aleph, talking about the color change. So now, just a couple of minutes, and my goal is to have this done in sub 45, and Hashem will get that done, Baruch Hashem. The Rambam, let's just talk about the issues of the Rambam, which I don't have a solution for. So the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, we've already documented pretty strongly that the Rambam did not seem to pass on like Rabbi Yosef, and he did not think that the goat was, the thread was Le Hekeira Ba'alma. He does not seem to have a thread being tied to the Sa'ir Lashem, so we're very happy that the idea of Ha'amada has been restored in all of its glory. It's also, to be honest, by the way, the Rambam does not mention the color change either, right? So, you know, whatever the fundamental role that the thread was playing, the Rambam is not getting into that, but it was not just Heker Ba'alma. That seems pretty clear. What does not seem clear is what's going on in the Rambam and Shkalim. Because the Rambam and Shkalim is the literal opposite of the Bar Tanura. Remember, the Bar Tanura said that the way to understand the Mishnayos was that the thread for the Para Aduma came from the Truma Salishka, which makes a lot of sense, because that is certainly an inherent part of the Sreifas Para Aduma process. It's explicit in the Pesukim. And the second thread mentioned in the Mishnah, which is purchased from the Shayari HaLishka, that was the thread for the Sayer HaMesh Taleach. So there's only one thread being purchased, not like Tosafot Shem said there are two threads for the goat, and that one thread is dafka coming from Shayare HaLishka. The Rambam, at least our Girsa, in the Rambam in Shkalim, is the total opposite. He also has one thread, but he only has that thread coming from the Truma Salishka. So what on earth does he do with the fact that the explicit Mishnah says they bought a thread for the goat, which they tie between its horns, from the Shayare Halishka? So you look at the Mishnah Melach. Mishnah Melach there is short. I don't know if it's short and sweet, but it's short. The Mishnah Melach, it's like a Girsa machete that he has. So the Lashon Shel Zahoris of Dalet Aleph is so you have to that's the one that actually is going to the Paraduma. So it's not the Yom Kippur one, it's actually the Paraduma one. And then Halacha Ches in Shkalim, when the Rambam is mentioning the things which are purchased with Shiyari Halishka money, so he talks about the ramp for the Sayer Meshaleach. Ah, you have to add in, oh, besides the ramp, also the thread. So he deletes the thread from where it appears in Halacha Aleph, because the Rambam says that was for Yom Kippur. He says, no, really, that's for Para Aduma. Mishnah Melech. And Halacha Ches, you have to insert a thread. So we said the Rambam was the opposite of the Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah Melech says, well, if you just turn the Rambam into the opposite of the Rambam, you get the Bar Tanura again. So he waves the magic Girsa wand and he turns the Rambam into the opposite, which is the Bar Tanura. Now, the Mishnah Melech, you know, he just has a kind of a cryptic line. He says, you know, you look at the smag in Shkalim and Yom Kippur, Viduk. So if you do that, you see that the smag held like the Tosishan. The smag thought that there were two separate threads. So the Mishnah Melech himself is not a fan of the Bar Tanura, even though he moves heaven and earth to get the Rambam there. He thinks that there were two separate threads, and he thinks that's the real pshat in the Mishnah in Shkalim. Okay, but that's one attempt to resolve the Rambam. Not great. Second attempt to resolve the Rambam comes from the Merkavas HaMishnah. Okay, so let's give the Merkavas HaMishnah his due. He does a great job slicing and dicing the Mishnah Melech. He says, first of all, like, it's a bab shot in the Rambam. He also says it's a bab shot, and the Bar Tanura is a bab shot. Right? He's the one who says, why would the Mishnah Shkalim only mention the Lashon Shel Zahoris for the Paraduma and not mention the Eitz Erez, the other things which get thrown into the fire? That's just such a random thing for the Mishnah to do. So he doesn't find the Bar Tanura compelling at all. He certainly doesn't find the Rambam Bar Tanura attempt compelling either. By the way, the Lieberman points out in the Shkalim Tosefta Kepshuta that the Gerson Tosefta seems to be that all those things for the Paraduma came from the Shayari Halishka. There's an old Ksav Yad issue. He weighs in. He thinks that the Paraduma, all that stuff came from Shayari Halishka, in which case the Bar Tanura is also not viable. So just FYI. So we've left the Mishnah Melech behind. The Rambam is not the Bar Tanura. So how can we explain the Rambam? Again, why is he saying that the thread comes from Truma Salishka if the Mishnah said there were two threads, one from Truma Salishka and one from Shayari Halishka? So I think it's a brilliant shot, but I really don't think it's so viable at the end of the day. So he says, let's see, you go back to the Mishnah Shkala. Okay. The first Mishnah, which talks about the Truma Salishka, that was talking about the good old days. The good old days, they hung the thread from the Ulam. Back then, they bought it from the Truma Salishka. Then, in the bad days, when it started to not change color anymore, so they changed. And now they buy it from the Shayari Halishka. Okay. So now, that's what the Rambam only mentioned one. The Rambam only mentions one thread because the original thread was purchased from the Truma Salishka. Now the problem is, the Rambam says the thread which was tied between its horns. So if it's a thread that was tied between its horns, then it should come from the Shayar Alishka. So Mekavas HaMishnah says, no problem. The Rambam is only going to quote the real din. Ritz Hashem, Beis Megal should be rebuilt, everything's going to be Gushmak, and once again, the thread will change color. You know, Ram, I guess the Shitase is going to think, you know, we're still going to have kapar, we're still going to have karbanos, we're still going to need tshuva, we're still going to have, we're not going to be perfect even after Mashiach comes, we're not going to turn into malachim, but we'll get kapara. The color is going to change, so we'll go back to the days of hanging it from the ulam, and therefore once again we'll purchase it from the Truma Salishka. why did the Rambam say the thread which is tied between its horns? Because the Rambam is, he knows that you're Balabatim, and we think, most recently the thread was tied between the horns. So what we colloquially think of as the thread tied between the horns, the Rambam references that. So he references our Balabatish memory, but the Psak is a Lamdish Psak, and that's why he says the thread, which has been tied between the horns, the real din is that it gets hung from the Ulam. That's his attempt to resolve the Rambam. The huge, like, gaping problem with this, I don't understand how you can't even, like, set aside the kind of dance you have to pull to hang that all together. What is the svara for changing it from the Trumas Halishka to the Sharia Halishka based on if it's being tied from the Ulam or being tied from the goat? It doesn't make any sense. It's the same thread. It's for the same need. It's still there for the simon of the kapara, okay? Because the batting average wasn't as good. So what on earth should that have to do with this coming from the Trumas Halishka versus the Shiari Halishka? I can understand, you know, arguments in both directions about, well, if the thread is for Hecker versus the thread is to show the kapara, one of those being Trumas Halishka, one of those being Shiari Halishka. But if it's the exact same thread with the exact same din, the exact same reason, why on earth should it being on the Ulam come from Trumas Halishka and being on the goat be Shiari Halishka?
So the answer to that might be,
yeah,
on the goat that is integrated with the carbon.
So then Trumas Halishka. It's the opposite of what you said.
Right, exactly.
I don't get it. I have no idea.
You could have said the opposite.
You're trying to be the question.
Exactly.
You could have said, yeah, if you went in, you could have said the opposite. Maybe.
Which is why I didn't really have a good answer to that, because I would have said that if it goes on the animal, then it becomes integrated with the animal, and if it goes up, but...
The problem is that the Mishnah Shkalim says the opposite.
Exactly.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Okay, the third attempt. Shout out to Yair for getting this one here. The Yad Pshuta. From Rabbi Rabinovich, who I was just reading about last night in the brain death discussion. He has interesting things to say. So he also, Lulei D'Mistafina. I thought I ran this. It would be a cool Shir series we should do one of these days. The Lulei D'Mistafina series. Right? Just like run a search of Lulei D'Mistafinas, and that could be a fun year.
It goes back to Rav Schechter's.
Yeah, well, so how many of those are Mishagasim? How many of those are awesome Chiyushim? So he breaks out a Lulei D'Mistafina. So he says, right, originally, you know, kind of like we said for the Tosfos Yeshanim, or Tosfos Yeshanim basically said, they always had two threads. Originally they had a Hecker thread, and they had a Libun thread. And then after things started going downhill in the Mikdash, so the Takana was to fold them in together. Then he suggests the thread, the opposite of the Gachalayesh, right? He thinks that the Hecker thread was Shari Alishka. He thinks the color change thread was a really important purpose. It comes from the Trumas Alishka. Okay, fine. And then, I'm trying to remember the mechanics he tries to pull over here. So he says, the Mishnah in Shkalim was talking about those two threads back in the day. Right, so back in the day, they had two threads when things were good. One from Trumas Halishka on the Ulam, that's the first Mishnah. One from the Shayari Halishka, that was on the horns of the goat, fine. And then the Mishnah in Yuma folds those in together, because now we're talking about the later stage in the process, when those are being tied and folded in together, and we're just having the color change thread being tied to its horns. That's the move that he tries to make. So the Shkalim was talking about the earlier times, and then Yuma is talking about later times, and again, the opposite of Merkavas and Mishnah. So the Merkavas and Mishnah said, well, the Rambam doesn't paskin like the bad recent history. The Rambam says you go back to the good old days. So the Rabinovich is going to say, no, the Rambam paskins like the way things have been most recently. The way things were most recently was they had that one thread, which was both a hecker and a color change, and therefore was purchased from the Trumas Halishka, and that was tied to the horns of the goat. The Setting aside the methodological issue, though, which, you know, take it or leave it, and if you want to, you know, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik would point out, if you want to throw out an answer, you got to give a different one instead. So you can't just say you like the methodology if you don't have a better answer. But the problem I have with him is that to invest so much in the idea of the hacker, where the Rambam has no evidence for holding up the hacker whatsoever, right? His answer is only viable if we say, ah, the Mishnayos and Shkalim, they had a hacker thread that was Sheri Halishka, and they had a color change thread, which was Trumas Halishka. Problem is, as we saw, the Rambam seems to totally deny, I think the Pshat in the Rambam is totally like the Pri Chadash, and like the, oh gosh, who was the other one? What? Yeah, no, the other person who, What? Paramoria, thank you. Yes, right, the Rambam completely rejected Rav Yosef. If the Rambam rejected Rav Yosef, then again, this answer doesn't really get off the ground because this answer is relying on the hacker idea of Rav Yosef himself. So that's my problem with answer three. So again, we have Mishnah Malach, Girsa Machete, that's a problem. Merkavas HaMishnah, what's the Svara to go to change from Trumas HaLishka on the Ulam to Sher HaLishka on the goat? If it's the same thread, that's a problem. Yad Pshuta, originally they had a hacker and they had a color change and they fold them together. The Ram seems to deny color a hacker because he doesn't reference any thread on the Sayer Lashem. Last possibility, I saw Stav say this, is to say, oh, we suggested this also. I don't think it's going to work either. Is, you know, you have to maybe suggest that the Rambam just had a different girsa in the Mishnah and Shkala. Maybe the Rambam only had a girsa for the Lashon Shazahoris of Mishnah Aleph, and he didn't have the Lashon Shazahoris mentioned again in Mishnah Beis. Problem is, look at the Parash Mishnayos. Doesn't seem to be the case in the Parash Mishnayos either, because around the Parash Mishnayos, after he talks about the ramps, which are from the Sheyari Halishka, it's after that comment he tells you about the Lashon Shazahoris, which indicates that he did have Lashon Shazahoris in that Mishnah, which is the Shiare HaLishka Mishnah. So from the Parash Mishnayos, it is difficult to suggest that the Rambam had a different Gersa. So at the end of the day, being fair, I will be like, you know, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik sometimes and say, I do not have an answer for this Rambam, and we'll
maybe
wait.
Your kids.
Maybe, exactly. Maybe Mir Shem, someone else, someone else will. What was Rav Chaim? Remind me?
He says that the second time the Mishnah says the Lashon Shel Zahoris.
Yeah.
It just telling you that the Lashon Shel Zahoris comes from the Shari Alishka, it just as an identifier for the Kedesh.
Oh, right, yeah, the ramp, which goes for the, which is like.
It's hard to read that.
Barely intelligible. Let's be honest.
Shkosh,
everybody.